Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Let's roll on down to Gulfport, Mississippi, where a woman in Mississippi allegedly robbed a Dollar General store at gunpoint. Which, that's bad enough. But, allegedly, 34-year-old Jacina Izell returned to the store later that night to grab her cell phone that she dropped during the robbery while cops were still there.
Well, did she change her clothes at least?
I mean, I feel like we're giving that probably a little more credence than we should. You know, if you show up and you see the whoop sitting out front.
Yeah. Well, hiding in plain sight. Hiding in plain sight.
Or just being a whole dummy.
Well, I feel if you're robbing the dollar store.
Yeah, you're not exactly looking for big scores there. Because the crime is still the same. Now, you rob more, you move up into larceny and things of that nature. But you still held somebody at gunpoint.
Yeah, this is, I'm assuming, file it under you can't fix stupid. And look, Mississippi has been climbing up the education ranks.
Mm.
They used to be in the 40s or 50th in education. They're now, they've creeped all the way up to 30th. They're near in middle of the pack. But I'm assuming that this gal, judging by her mugshot, she was back when they were around 49 or 50.
There you go.
In education.
Yeah, she's 34, so she's further down the educational system.
Yeah.
And it was still not great. Keeping it in the South, what's worse to steal from, the Dollar General store, or how about stealing football helmets?
Yeah, this is brutal.
Lakeland High School, which, if you don't know, very nice school.
It's a football powerhouse, too.
They spend a whole lot of money. A 23-year-old stole 36 football helmets. And we were talking about this, I think, on Friday off air. And you said that those new helmets are a G a piece.
Yeah. Well, if you're getting like the Axiom or a Visus helmet, you're looking at $1,000 a pop. Where they will bring someone in and they will measure your head with computers. It's computers and stuff. But they'll do a scan of your head, fit the helmet to your dome. So safety. And those ones do go for about a grand a pop. If you're looking at normal helmets, so like I'm assuming at Lakeland they have nicer helmets. You're looking at like $500 a pop, no matter what. This guy is an assistant football coach at Lakeland High School, though.
Oh, and making things worse. Hey, you know what, though? Shout out the local used sportswear store.
Well, he went to play it against sports.
Went to play it against sports to try to sell them.
This is like the dumbest of the dumb moves that you can do.
That dude who's working there is going to know.
Well, yeah. Hey, you're bringing in a lot of these helmets that are the same. okay, this seems a little fishy
also,
here.
Also, like, why would people be buying their own helmets? Do kids buy their own helmets now?
Yeah, but especially for like youth football, you have a lot of parents that'll buy helmets for their kids, and high school football too. Yeah, you'll buy a helmet and but you'll bring that instead of a concussion bucket because especially when you're entering a program, you don't get the first pick of the helmets.
Mm.
That's why like a lot of the nicer areas that have cash flush football programs, their numbers are usually a lot higher because you have really nice helmets. Mm-hmm. The one person that you really got to win over is mom, mm-hmm. right? In getting your kid to play football.
Unless you get a kid who's a dummy.
Yeah. And then you like...
It's like, yeah, what's the worst that could happen?
Like, we went through this with my sister for my nephew who just entered his freshman year of high school.
Mm.
She bought him a helmet because she wanted to make sure he had a really nice new helmet.
Made her feel better.
Yeah. And... It was great. He's a lineman, too, so he got a lineman-specific helmet.
Got that big old brain bucket.
And he's got a big old dome on him. But it was...
Face mask that weighs 5 pounds.
No, they don't do that anymore. Uh-huh. They don't do that anymore. No, they're actually really light.
Mm.
No, it's a little odd.
Mm.
You feel how wrong it was a long
time
ago.
To have the forward lean in that helmet.
You're like, wonder why we led with our head.
Yeah. Well, that was the point. We needed to put the mask up front.
But this guy, so dumb. First of all, like, the football program wouldn't notice that all these helmets are going missing. And who was taking them? Second, he goes to play it against sports. And they say, we're going to need your ID. He's like, yep, no problem. Hands over his ID. So the employee was like, hey, look, by the way, this guy obviously stole these helmets. And here's his address.
You know him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.